Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy says her neighbors are going a little overboard on Halloween. What's today? October 17th?
Yeah, it's perfect.
I mean, it is straight up a graveyard.
It looks awesome.
Oh, do you guys know what have y'all the same talking neighbor? About?
Yeah, absolutely. It has a horse and everything. Like a horse. Bones of a horse. And,
like a body hanging out of a trash
it's
can?
Awesome.
What? No, this mom, like walking her child, like had to like cross the street and be like, look that way. Because she was like nervous about the body hanging out of the trash can. It looks real.
It's a little too real looking, like too many dead bodies.
Yeah, especially because it's the only house with decorations. You know, everything can kind of blend in if there's more going on. I mean, it is like, this is legit their favorite holiday. Hands down.
Oh. Lunchbox, you love it.
I think it's Halloween. That's what it's all about, is bringing kids dressed up in scary costumes. It's dress up. It's fun. It's make-believe. I think it's perfect. Looks so cool.
I mean, they could legit have a crime scene there and nobody would really know. Like, it could be a good cover-up for something they want going on because you wouldn't question it because there's so much happening. You'd be like, okay, that's just part of their decorations.
They put up a steel fence around like the tombstones and the dead body in the yard. It's really cool. I love it.
And the dead body's coming out of the yard.
Yes.
There's dead bodies coming out of basically everywhere.
But it seems a little too real. It's like you wish it were a little cartoonier.
Yeah.
Like jack-o'-lantern.
Maybe but, like blow up, have like an inflatable pumpkin with a smiley face somewhere.
Yeah, I get it.
It's
get
very
it.
Much rest in peace.
I saw one of the biggest Halloween costumes is the Taylor Swift zombie this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Lots of people are going as, Taylor.
Look what you made me do.
Yeah. What did you guys see the list of like pop culture?
No.
Dress
Halloween
things.
Costumes? No.
Those are always funny. What are you going to be, Amy? Have you told us yet?
I haven't told you.
Oh, boy.
It sounds like something sexy.
No, it's not.
Trust me. No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
It's not.
She's going to be a gummy bear or something like that.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
So Officer Jonathan Sanchez got a call. Says, hey, there's a woman and she's in pain. So he goes... knocks on the door, goes in. She's in the bathroom floor ready to give birth. The thing is, Officer Sanchez was just hired and still had a week left in training. Like, he was just hired. And so it's like, hey, welcome to the job. A couple days later, he had to help her give birth right there on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And first responders got there.
It's quite the initiation.
I mean, welcome to the force, kid. Deliver a kid. Riley, a 6-pound, 7-ounce girl, was born at 5:43 a.m. Wow, that's crazy, huh? I don't know if I could. I mean, listen, I have buddies that are cops. They're still like, ooh, when people have babies, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they see some pretty crazy stuff.
But, yeah, it's not really exactly what you sign up for.
Yeah,
but
at all.
As
at
a
all.
First responder, you kind of respond to
I
all
know.
Kinds of things.
And how about that? Like, he still has training left and he's delivering babies.
Yeah.
Officer Jonathan Sanchez, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in military news. About 50 ISIS fighters were killed in U.S. military airstrikes overseas. In weather news, the remnants of Hurricane Ophelia hit Ireland, bringing 100-mile-an-hour winds and closing schools. It's the most powerful storm to hit Ireland in over 5 decades. And finally, in sports, the New York Yankees beat the Houston Astros. The Astros still lead the ALCS 2-1.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for positivity. We go around the room sharing good news in a segment we call Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Some lucky folks up in upstate New York were surprised when a total stranger just said, hey, here's $100. The generous guy is Jeff Buell. He's giving away $50,000 of his own money, $100 at a time, because he thinks the world needs a little kindness. Dang, that's a lot of money, man. He isn't a millionaire, but he thinks his acts of kindness will inspire recipients to pay it forward. He runs a Facebook page called Do the Next Good Thing, where he documents stories about people who he gives the money to. And man, $50,000. Like, when you say $100 at a time, you go, that'd be nice to get that. But when you say he's giving away $50,000, you go, what's he thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. I would love to get that $100. Wow. All right, Amy, you're up.
Well, picture it. George, the 4-year-old tortoise, escapes during Hurricane Irma, and he gets hit by a car. Well, what are they going to do? His shell was damaged so badly.
Wow.
3D printer.
They print him a new shell?
Yep.
Wow, and he lived?
A prosthetic shell. Turtle lived.
Wow.
And they put the new shell on him, and he's doing great.
That 3D printing stuff is crazy. You know, we had talked about the girl who had the arm that was built by a 3D printer, and she wanted to go and throw the baseball at all the stadiums, and the Major League Baseball said, just come throw it out at the World Series. And I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
So that 3D printing stuff is pretty cool. Lunchbox?
Julie and Chandler are brother and sister, and they're on vacation in Kirkwood, Missouri. They're walking around the little downtown, and they see this old man in his wheelchair, and his wheelchair gets stuck on the train tracks. Here comes a train. Choo-choo! They run over, pick the guy up, and move him off the train tracks just in time as the train goes by.
How do you get stuck on a train tracks on a wheelchair? Are you just
because
going?
You're going over it, and your wheels get stuck. I mean, there's a little space in between the pavement and the track.
Huh.
And he couldn't go. Couldn't go.
I'm glad they saw him.
And Julie and Chandler, those are heroes right there. Brother and sister combo, pick them up, get them off the train tracks.
There you go.
Choo-choo.
There you go. Thank you. The Bobby Bone Show. I have my Christmas sweater on today. How you guys feel about that?
I like saw it. Love
wow,
it.
Wow, a little early.
I'm ready.
Nah. Is it a little early to be out of laundry is what I always ask.
Oh.
Oh, is that the situation?
I didn't have many choices, and I thought it's October 17th. And I like it. It's Pimp a Joy Christmas sweater, so I thought I'd put it on. And it always gives me a reason to play one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time, this one.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. October 17th, our first Christmas song.
Yeah. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to. What do you know the song from?
Home Alone.
Yep.
With me, it's more of the Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw Home Alone on the other day, and I was like, they're showing this in October. This is not a Christmas movie. It's a movie that just happens to be at Christmas.
This has been your argument.
For years. My whole life. Like, I should have written a senior thesis on it. I'm so passionate about it. Christmas. It's like Home Alone, not a Christmas movie, a movie that happens. Not Home Alone, Die Hard. Not a Christmas movie, a movie that happens at Christmas. There's a difference. May your days, may your days, may your days be merry and bright. It's my favorite part here where it goes high note right here.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
You guys ready for Christmas?
Yes. And that sweater just put me in the mood.
Shopping.
What? Just in general?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say, Eddie?
That sweater just put me in the mood.
Oh, it was me wearing.
Not to mention the song.
Yeah. It's cold this morning where I come from. I turned the heat on this morning when I got up. I hate cold weather.
Oh,
I would move more south as the year goes along, and then move back north as the year goes along.
Yeah, some people do that.
Like, I should just be 90. Like, I'm already living that lifestyle. Like, I should just go ahead and be 90 years old, because dinner at 4. That's what old people do, right? They go south as the winter.
That's it.
Birds go north.
Yep.
Maybe I just go way north. Like birds. I don't know. Bobby
Bone Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Shania Twain will be on Dancing with the Stars next Monday night as a guest judge and a performer. She's going to sing her new song, Soldier, on the show. So that'll be next Monday on ABC if you want to check it out. Brett Eldridge, he put out his video for the song The Long Way, and the girl in the video is Duck Dynasty's Sadie Robertson. He said he spent a lot of time getting to know her. It's from his self-titled album that came out back in August. If you want to check out the video, it's at bobbybones.com. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York City. John Park showed up at LaGuardia Airport to check in his luggage for his flight when the person told him, you know, it's $50 to check a bag. He said, oh, that's okay. I'll pay $50 because there's a bomb in that bag.
Oh, what? No. I saw this.
I don't.
He was mad that he had to pay $50, and so he wanted to make a little funny comment, and the airport had to be evacuated.
Yeah,
they locked everything down. He was 70. Does that affect how... Like, he's old.
So he's just a grouchy old man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they locked the whole airport now, of it, at LaGuardia, because you can't be yelling you got a bomb in a bag.
No.
Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day. The Bobby Bone Show.
go to a show and you're enjoying it, like a concert, how long is too long before you go, man, wrap it up?
Ew. I guess I haven't checked the clock, but as long as they're singing the hits, I'm still having fun. I don't know. What's too long? Hour and a half? Over that.
No, you can make up your own mind. I'm not telling you what to say.
I guess I've never paid attention to how long concerts are. I want them to play all their hits. If they're still singing songs I love, they can keep going.
One of my friends went to a concert by a major band, and they played for 2.5 hours.
Too long.
Oh, that's a long time.
Tons of hits.
Tons of hits.
They did 5 encores.
Wow.
It kept being a thing where they kept coming out being funny.
Okay.
But 2.5 hours, and I was like, man, even for me.
How long are y'all sets?
75 minutes.
Okay.
If we get going crazy longer, we can kind of fill the crowd, though. Because we play theaters, too. So there's a difference in a theater and, you know, what, like, Stapleton does, arenas. So we can kind of just talk to our people. You guys still having fun? Yeah, cool. All right, we're going to keep playing.
Should we stay?
Yeah.
How many encores have you done in a row?
We don't. Listen, we never plan as a Raging Idiot to do encores. We've actually went down and taken our ears out, and they won't stop cheering.
I know. And then,
we're like,
I saw the video.
We have to go back out. Like, we don't stage encores.
I know. But, I mean, they didn't have these 5 staged, did they?
Probably a little bit. They think it's funny.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm going to say 90 minutes, give or take 15 on either side.
Kay.
If it's going really great. What about you? Do you ever been one where you're just like, okay, wrap it up?
I threw out an hour and a half. No, as long as they're playing the hits. I can't think of one where I've left early. I feel like George Strait's felt sort of long, but not for me. I saw some people leaving.
I went to see George Strait in Vegas, and he was playing hits, but with George,
it's just chill.
He doesn't move. Like, there's nothing that changes about it the whole time. And people were leaving. I got it. Eddie, ever been to a long concert and thinking, come on.
Well, the only long concerts I've been to are the ones that I really wanted to go to, so I enjoyed them all.
Yeah.
So I could stay at concerts for a long time.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Also, like, I'm a guy that likes to hear songs I know, too. I'm not a live music guy who just can go out and respect live music.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I need to hear hits.
That's right. I want to sing along, stand up, have fun.
Anybody go to like a... I went to Dave Matthews once. That's way too long.
It was
like, and I love Dave Matthews. And I think... But that jam band stuff is not for me.
Yeah.
I think it was like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, long guitar solos.
For 3.5 hours. It was one song.
One
by
song.
The way, one song was 3.5 hours. Yeah. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. Just talking about long concerts that you've been to. And like, what's the... Like, fair limit? I'd say like 90 minutes, give or take 15 or so. Hey, Logan.
Yeah.
You saw the Allman Brothers? How long did they play?
Yeah, I saw them twice, and they did this thing called Instant Live. They had a recording truck there, and you could buy the set right after the show, and I did it twice, and each time it was 3 CDs worth of music. So it was easily a 2.5 hour set each time.
Yeah, and listen, you can always leave. I mean, that's the thing, too. If you start to get long, you can always, you know, jump out. Like,
right.
I like the Allman Brothers. Man, 2.5 hours.
That's a long time.
I was born rambling man.
But it's those jam band things. Like, Fish and...
Yeah.
Grateful Dead.
Yeah, but what is some of the...
Widespread Panic.
There we
Widespread Panic.
Yes, oh my goodness.
At least Dave has hits. Like, I've seen Dave, but his hits take like 20 minutes to get to. And if you're into music like that, like hardcore, like they're amazing. But man, I was just like, whoa. Where's another song? Play Ants Marching.
Yes.
But that dude's legit. Allman Brothers, 2.5 hours. We got a bunch of people calling in by that. We'll take some more in a second. You ever been to a concert that just seemed like it never end? Call us. Apparently, you've been making grilled cheeses wrong.
What?
Yeah, you know you put butter on them?
Yeah.
You're supposed to put mayonnaise. Now, I don't eat mayonnaise. Actually, mayonnaise is gross to me, but they say you don't taste it. This food writer said if you take mayonnaise and spread it over where the butter is, that it makes the sandwich so much better and it sticks together.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to try that.
I like mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise.
It's like peanut butter.
What's wrong with it?
It's gross to me. I just don't like it.
Texture?
The whole thing. I can eat peanut butter if it's in chocolate. If it's in like Reese's cup.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, it's got to be covered up. I don't like peanut butter.
I don't really feel like that's a real peanut butter in a Reese's cup. So yummy.
Is it not?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it is, but it's got like so many other things in it.
Women in these Halloween costumes are most likely to cheat. Are you ready?
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
No, this is
just
the story.
Regular or like...
No, I'm about to read to you the costumes here. Here are the costumes. Sexy nurse.
Okay.
Catwoman. a voluptuous vampire.
Oh, right, right.
An air hostess.
What?
And a policewoman.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
So,
is an air hostess a flight attendant?
It is.
Okay.
But I would assume it's an old school flight attendant that wears it not a lot. I would assume that.
Yeah, spicing it up.
Yeah, I would assume that wearing not a lot's a big part of it. So, among those, those are the top costumes. So if your girl or your wife is dressing as one of those.
A voluptuous vampire.
Yeah, probably heads up. Probably not going to go that well. Hey, somebody brings up a good point, and I would agree with this. Hey, Maddie in Fort Wayne.
Yes.
Garth, I saw Garth play for 3 hours.
Yeah, it was like literally the best experience of my life.
To be fair, he played pretty much every number one hit for 3 hours.
Yeah,
well, I just saw him in Indy, and he was recording a live album during our show. And he went off for the first encore, and then everybody was, of course, going crazy. And he came back out for half an hour and just played covers from people, like, in the front that wanted to hear songs from other artists.
Yeah, I saw him play at the – I'm a Garth Brooks nerd, but I saw him play at The Wind, and that's all I did was – pretty much a full cover thing where he played his influences. Yeah, I watched Garth play for that long, so I guess I'm kind of a hypocrite. But I was like, 3 hours? Do another hour, Garth. Come on, give me another good hour in there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Elizabeth Orlando, how are you?
Hi, Bobby. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. We're just talking about concerts and how long until you're like, all right, wrap this thing up already.
Yeah, I was at a Lil Crush concert about 9 months ago, and they played for close to 3 hours. No encores. Just straight
I love low cash, but I'm telling you, 3 hours is quite a little much. Wow. Low cash. That's a lot of cash. Yeah. That's
it.
That's a whole lot of cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 3 hours. People are tweeting me they go like to a 5-hour Bruce Springsteen concert.
No.
How did the artists even do that?
Oh, Bruce is a maniac.
He's known for that.
Some of them do it to show they can do it.
Oh.
Like Bruce in his 60s. He's like, I
still got this.
I appreciate all the calls. It was just a question. I think 90 minutes is the fair place, give or take. And then depending on how legendary you are and how many hits you keep putting out. So we'll stop those calls there. What I do want to talk about is Eddie's kids. So our producer, Eddie, has 2 kids, Eddie Jr. and Eddie Jr. Jr. And so you take him in to get the flu shot?
Yes, and it was quite an event.
Because the 4-year-old punched the nurse?
Yeah, the 9-year-old, he was, you know, cool until he saw the needle, and I guess it was an after kick, and after it kicked in, he was like, he freaked out, and then the little one, same thing, he starts punching, and we're like, whoa, you can't punch, and he's like, the nurse had the needle with it, and he's trying to get the needle from the nurse, dude, it was crazy, and I was like, guys, you can't be like this. We were that family in the room where there's a bunch of ruckus going on. That was us.
Your kid trying to take the needle and turn it on the nurse?
Yes, that's the little one, dude. The little one was like trying to fight the nurse, literally trying to get the needle away from her.
Were you embarrassed?
Absolutely.
What? They're just kids. They're scared of needles.
No. Like, I try so hard to get my kids to just be, you know, respectable to people and not create scenes like that. They can't fight nurses or doctors.
Oh.
Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. How have your kids really embarrassed you lately?
That's a good topic.
I just was laughing, thinking of your 4-year-old trying to turn the nurse.
Yeah.
And turn the needle on the nurse. Like, I'll show you. Boom, boom, he's got it.
Yeah, he has no idea. He has no power. Like, it's an adult. He can't.
Then what's he do if he gets it? Does he hold her and be like, all right.
Let me poke you now.
Our producer, Eddie, has a 4-year-old, and his 4-year-old was freaking out. Because if you get a flu shot. Now, I get freaking out, but he wanted to punch the nurse and then take the needle and turn it on the nurse.
Yeah, it's too much. Can't do that.
Which is just a little too much. So I said, hey, how have your kids embarrassed you? Ann is on. Ann.
Hey.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
No problem. So a few years ago when my oldest was about 3 years old, I was 8 months pregnant with her baby sister. We had just went to the zoo. I was exhausted. Had to go to the grocery store and pick up some stuff for dinner. Well, I was very, very pregnant, so I got one of those electric shopping cart type things. And for some reason, she just started throwing an absolute horrible fit in the store. I don't even know about what. I couldn't pick her up and console her because I was so pregnant. She was big. Couldn't put her in the electric shopping cart because of safety hazards. And I just had to sit there for like 10 minutes and listen to her scream and wail about absolutely nothing.
So what happened? You just waited her out? She fall asleep?
Eventually I got her to calm down and like walk next to the shopping cart with me. but it was about 10 minutes of sitting in the produce section, just her freaking out.
Yeah. Amy's about to experience this.
Oh, big time.
Like, yeah. At once.
Yeah. Well, I have things like, because my children don't know etiquette, like, they take food out of their mouth if they don't like it and throw it over their shoulder. Because that's what they do at the, that's what they do at the orphanage.
Yeah.
So when we're out to eat at a restaurant, that's what they do. And I'm like, oh, gosh. I'm like, no.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait for those kind of stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
yes.
I mean,
that's going to make my heart full. Yeah. Of all the stories, I mean, that's going to make my heart the fullest. When they decide they don't like the spaghetti, they pull it out of their mouth and throw it on a table behind them.
Yeah, I mean,
bring the kids, I say.
All right. The waiters, they don't know how to work. They just, my daughter yells at the waiter, meat, meat, meat.
That was my nickname in college. Hey, we're going to come back. Let me take some more calls in a second. Mr. Bobby Bones. Eddie, our producer, took his four-year-old, Eddie Jr. Jr., to get a flu shot. And, you know, A turns to B, and the four-year-old trying to turn the needle on the nurse. I mean, it's just a typical day, right?
Yeah, just another day in my family.
He's punching the nurse, trying to take the needle and put it in her. It's a whole thing, man. So I was like, hey, your kids ever embarrass you? So this is Ed in Muskegon, Michigan. Ed.
Yes.
Talk to me, buddy.
I have five kids, three boys. So far, two of them have peed in public in front of people.
So they just go out and do it.
My oldest, we were at the beach when he was younger and he was potty training. He didn't want to pee in his pants, so he ran up and peed on the beach on the 4th of July.
Attaboy.
And my middle son, the other day, waiting for the bus stop with everybody else, decided to run out and pee on a tree.
Yeah, okay. I mean
guys, the beach so
one.
Lucky.
The beach one. Yeah. Did you see the story about the guy? He was sitting on the curb and they were walking the dog, and the dog thought that the dude sitting on the curb was a fire hydrant, so he peed on him?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty amazingly funny if it didn't happen to you. That kind of story?
Right.
That one was good. How about this one? Here's Donna in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Donna.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What do you have for me?
Yes, my husband, our two boys, we went to church, you know, walking in, saying good morning to the priest, the nuns, the deacon, and other members. Our three-year-old takes his shoes off and beams them at the nuns.
Just throws his shoes at the nun?
Yes.
For what reason?
That's just his personality. If he doesn't want to talk to you, he will throw whatever he has or throw a fit. So, or take his clothes off.
Oh, there we go. Sounds like Lunchbox. All of that does.
Yes.
That's funny. Thank you for the call. Here, how about this one? This is a good one. Hey, Heather and Raleigh. And by the way, Heather's name's in parentheses because I think her name's not really Heather, and that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Heather.
So we used to be huge Biggest Loser fans, and we were out to dinner one night, and I have three kids, and my five-year-old turns around and looks at the table behind us, and right when there is a lull in music and talking and everything, she says to me, hey, Mom, those people behind us need to be on The Biggest Loser.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
And they heard us. Everybody heard it.
Oh.
It was awful.
Oh, no.
That
so,
is,
what did you do?
I made her turn around, sit down, and we just kept eating.
Oh, man.
Oh,
hey, thank
no.
you for the call, Heather. I appreciate that. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Wow. I mean, I really appreciate you. I mean, I feel sorry for you, too. Wow. You see where if you lived in these nine states in America, you have to have a passport to fly next year?
Yeah.
Because your driver's license in these states don't have minimum security standards. So if you live in Kentucky, Maine, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, or Washington State, you'll no longer be able to get an airplane with just a driver's license. You have to have a passport.
Wow.
Because the rules that they made years ago, they're going to effect next year, said states have to have this much on their license, and these states didn't do it. So it's like, okay, good luck. If you don't have a passport, eventually you're going to be out.
Oh, yeah. You got to get one.
Who does? Eddie, you don't have a passport.
I still don't have one.
Because remember, Eddie was going to go to Haiti?
Yeah, we were going to go to Haiti. We were going to play for the kids.
Yeah, I did all that.
Yeah, I know. And I didn't get my passport. Dang it.
You just didn't go.
You didn't want to go.
You didn't want to go.
It's not
I
hard.
Mean, I just don't care.
No, I got the application. Look, it's sitting right here on my computer. I just got to fill it out.
it's just weird that you have to have a passport to travel out of these states now.
So if you go visit that state, you're okay?
It's just wherever your license is from.
Okay. Oh, okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're no, Eddie, you're okay. Okay.
That's scary, man.
But you need to get a passport anyway.
I'm scared that this news isn't going to get out to everyone, and there are going to be people at the airport that aren't going to be able to fly.
Oh, sure.
Oh, there for sure will be.
Gosh.
That's why when I read it, I was like, wow, I can't believe these states didn't meet that criteria in time, because they did this years ago. Amy and the Skinnies got coming up, the celebrity with the broken arm. It's hardcore, too. Like, you break your arm and you're an artist. Remember when Stapleton hurt his hand?
Oh, yeah.
And he just was like, I'm out. The thing about Chris is he didn't have to. He was like, if I can't play guitar, though, like that you're not getting the whole show. Like, that's a real artist. If someone goes, I'm still going to sing. Like, that's him going, I still need to eat. Mm-hmm. And I would completely understand and respect that. But Chris was like, if I can't play, then I can't put my art out there at the same time. Both the respectable. Listen, I'd have been on the eat side. I'd have been like, you know what? I was going to sing.
Somebody else can play guitar.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to lip sync. So, well, that's coming up in just a second. The top 10 non-essential items that we can't live without. These are things that, listen, we don't need, but we all have to have. And I saw on the list that a microwave was on there in the top 10.
See, you don't need it.
I love a microwave. No, you missed the point. These are things that we can't live without.
Yeah. Okay. We don't need it.
Amy does not allow a microwave in her house. I have a feeling that things will change once she gets her kids.
Why? Oh,
yeah. Because she's going to need food warmed faster instead of putting it, building a fire, like hitting two rocks together. You know, whatever you do to get your heat.
Okay.
Here's a prediction.
Uh-huh.
Prediction, Amy will have a microwave or some sort of super quick oven that's comparable to a microwave within 6 months of getting her kids.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. I like your bet.
Yeah. What's the bet?
There's no bet. Life.
Okay.
I just bet life.
Right. It's not happening. Why would I compromise zapping their nutrients if they're trying to get as much nutrients as possible?
Why would you let them ride a motorcycle without a helmet?
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
No, it's really not.
What? In Haiti, don't throw. No, in Haiti, that is exactly what they do. There are no helmets. They don't wear seatbelts. I'm just saying, when in Rome.
I know. I don't. I don't believe Rome is always the healthiest. I believe even if in Rome, you should still abide by the rules.
If I went to, microwave.
Here we go.
Texas.
Okay. Oh, is that a town?
Yeah, then maybe we'd use it.
I've never been to Microwave, Texas. Maybe the idiot should go play there sometime.
I'm in.
Yeah, it's a good town. Bobby Bones
Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Ed Sheeran hurt himself on a bike ride. He posted a photo of his right arm in a cast and his left in a sling. And yeah, he was in a bicycle accident.
Yeah, broke his arm, right?
Yeah, he has 15 shows coming up, but looks like postponement is happening.
Just sing, Ed. We're good.
Yeah, but he performs like with just him and a guitar and a loop thingy.
No, he has a full band now. But he needs to sing. Ed, I know I'm not your manager, and you want to be this perfect artist. You're going to be letting fans down. They don't care that much. They don't care. If, for example, one of the most proficient guitar players, Keith Urban, said, I've hurt my hand. I can't play my guitar. Should I just go sing or should I wait? I'll say go sing.
Yeah.
The people want to hear the song.
Yeah, and they want to see him.
And they want to see you. Yeah, Ed, you got to go sing, man.
He just stands there with his arms all in the slings like this and says,
Dave Grohl sat in a throne. He couldn't do anything. He broke his leg.
Good point.
And he didn't play guitar. He just sang the songs. You got to go sing, Ed. For the fans, you got to go sing. And he's got a band now, so he didn't have to play all the songs. I'm on my way. What else do you have, Amy?
Well, Jake Owen maybe has a little Christmas idea for you guys because he's releasing a Greatest Hits album on November 24th.
Greatest Hits albums are weird to me now because I can already download all the songs. There are two new songs he's putting on there, which is cool.
Yeah, one called Subliminal Love and the other one, Long As You're In It.
So, but a Greatest Hits album was cool back in the day when you couldn't download songs.
Yeah.
But now, because I was looking at the list, because I like Jake Owen.
And the number one song on there is Yeehaw.
It's track one.
Yeah, track one. I don't mean like number one voted, but yeah, track one is Yeehaw.
Yeah, that's a jam, and he hates it when we play it. And I'm friends with Jake, and Jake and I do stuff outside of the show, like business stuff. So, but I say this as just a fan. Nobody cares about Greatest Hits records.
Yeah, and is it, I mean,
because I can already download it. Unless he's just trying to get out of his record deal and put something out there real quick.
Man.
Like, that's a thing, and if that's a thing, respect. Like, Totally.
They're
get
like,
it.
You need to put out an album.
Like, I see you. And he's like, I got your album right here. It's called The Greatest Hits. You want some Yeehaw from Jake Owen?
Yeah.
I always love when Jake comes by, man.
It's 5 o'clock. Just got paid. I'll be off the next 2 days. No more working like dogs. No more leash. No more boss. I got a weekend full of nothing to do it all. Yeehaw!
Yeah! Or this one. 8 second ride. Yeah. I don't even know if
that's
this
on there.
Is it? Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Ready for
yeah, I'm ready.
It's
here we go.
Seconds.
Come on! Yeah! Man. Old school Jake Owen will bring the heat, man. Yeah. 8 second ride. Come on.
I said, hey, girl, what's your name? Haven't I seen you before? I recognize them dark green eyes when you walk through the door. Are you alone or are you with someone? She said, a matter of fact, I'm not. So I took her hand, that's when it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot. She said, hey, boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup where I've been spitting my dip tonight. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any exiting ride.
I like Jake a lot. I love those old school songs. Ew. Mostly probably cause he hates them. But
no, they're so good. But he's like, watch out for the cup with my dip.
I did listen. I'll be honest with you. I thought Good Company got robbed. Like people
the jam.
It was the jam.
Oh, that didn't make greatest hits.
It should. That, I thought the song was fantastic. I thought it was one of the best songs.
The Casey masterpiece.
Yeah.
That was one of those that irritated me this year. That was like, radio stupid. That's what I thought. All right. Anything else?
Well, I guess I don't know if I said the date, but it's going to be available November 24th.
I wonder what the deal is with that.
Well, if
I'm just guessing, it's got to be something. Because nobody puts out a greatest hits.
Yeah.
So
pretty rare
let me
these
ask
days.
You.
Except to do it just to get out of record or something like that. Yeah.
Do you think to get these two new songs, you have to buy the entire album?
No, of course not.
Okay, then okay. Again,
don't know.
Okay.
Hopefully he makes more money off of it. I was looking at his Instagram, and he was out with his daughter, and they were like, I guess he bought her some chickens.
She said, I want chickens. He's like, so what
He's
did
like,
she get?
So I got her some chickens.
Oh, that's cool.
He had
so
big
cute.
Old, you know, people that have come to the house, Jake's got one of the biggest trucks. And he'd send that picture. See how big his truck is?
Uh-huh.
We know. He just said in the song.
Yeah, the tires. What?
The girl said, man, I hadn't seen a truck in those tires that
and
high.
She better hold on tight because it's going to be wilder than any
8 second ride.
8 second ride, which those are pretty wild. Most people don't even last 8 seconds.
Thanks.
You know?
That's true. So they just call me in college. All right.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yes, that's your 30 second skinny that was like 5 minutes.
Amy we started talking about Jake. Amy went to Haiti over the weekend. We talked about it a few times yesterday. But she went to see her kids. She hadn't seen her kids in a few months, and she's been 4.5 years into this adoption process. She still does not have her kids. Like, she still does not, in her house where she has their rooms ready, does not have the kids living there. So she goes to the orphanage, spend a couple days with them. But what I have here is audio of, I guess, you were telling your kids no so much they started to mock you?
Well, I didn't know they were mocking me, but my friend Megan that was with us, she was like, oh my gosh, he's mocking you. He's mocking you. So she got it on video. She asked him, wait, what does your mom say?
What does mom say?
Hey. No. No.
Yes.
No. So evidently, I've been saying no a lot. Like, no. Like, because that's exactly how he's saying it is how I say it to them. Because if they start to do something that they shouldn't be doing, my reaction is no, like that. And so that's him going no. But I've got to come up with a better plan. Like, that doesn't work.
Yeah, you just say no. I would think that's just part of it.
I don't know. No. I feel like I want to be more of a yes mom.
No, you don't, Eddie.
No, yes moms are, that's not good.
No, I'm gonna be a cool mom.
You know, Eddie was watching all of your Insta stories, and he some of the things that you did where you went and let your kids ride motorcycles with no helmets. You let them stay on your phone and do lots of screen time. Those didn't bother him, right?
Not at all. There was even one where you had your daughter with a knife at the table. I'm like, that's fine. Whatever.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
No big deal.
But there was one that really got him.
What?
That bothered him. That made you think, ooh, she may not be ready for this parenting thing. Do you know what it was?
What?
Eddie?
Amy, you were jumping on the bed with your children. First off, your children are jumping on the bed. No. That's how they get hurt. And then, on top of it, mom's on the bed with them. No.
What does mom say?
No.
That's what they know you for.
I know. I don't want to be that. Like, he was even laughing, making fun of me. He's like...
What? Eddie, you're the helicopter parent, jumping on the bed. You let your kids jump on a trampoline, but you won't let them jump on the bed?
Yeah, you know what's beside beds?
A trampoline's supposed to be jumped on.
Yeah, and there's nets on the side of it. On the side of beds are side tables where they can hit their head on and like get hurt.
I was holding their hands, and it was a controlled environment. There was only one minor incident because the ceiling fan was a little close to us.
There you go.
There we go.
But...
And it was only her head.
Right. Mom goes down, they're done.
Yeah. That was it. That's his only issue.
Wow. Oh, I really...
You got to work on that, Amy.
Parenting fails this weekend.
Did you get a call from the former prime minister yesterday?
No.
Okay. Just checking. You said you may. We're just checking.
I know. He told me, please give me... I will work on Monday. Tuesday's a holiday. Let's reconnect on Wednesday. So I'm patiently waiting for tomorrow.
All right. I have this for you. The majority of adults who do this started it at age 14. All right. The majority of adults who do this started doing it at age 14. I don't think you're going to get it. We'll give one caller a shot, too, if the studio doesn't get it. Lunch thinks he knows it, so I'll let him be the spoiler. Go ahead.
Man, I feel good about this.
Go ahead.
Tanning.
Oh, my.
You got it?
No. No, that's not it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy now with Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What does a thesaurus eat for breakfast?
What does a thesaurus eat for breakfast?
A cinnamon roll. I had to really concentrate to make sure I said it right. Yes, I did.
A cinnamon roll.
You get it?
Yeah, I do. It's funny.
It is.
It's funny.
That was the Morning Corny.
All right, never going to get it. The majority of adults who started doing this started at age 14. Let's go around the room. Amy?
Smoking.
Dang.
No.
Lunchbox.
Diary.
Excuse me?
Diary. Write in your diary. Ding. Hit it. You know it's right.
No.
That was a terrible answer.
No, you even leaned in.
Diary.
Like, you go, what?
Diary.
Yeah, because I thought you said diarrhea. That's why I leaned in. Like, I really leaned in because I went, what? Eddie.
Oh, that's dipping tobacco.
Nah. That's the dumbest answer we've had.
The answer is drinking coffee. I'm sorry.
That's so easy.
Yeah, I know. It was so easy. Oh. I thought you guys would nail it.
We all went hardcore. We're like, drugs.
DH. No. Diarrhea.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Tomorrow on CMT, it's the Artist of the Year special. It's a little different this year because of like all the crappy stuff that's happened. I think they switched the tone a little bit. But it's still Stapleton and FGL and Luke. It's five artists, and so I'm presenting at it, so I'll be on TV if you want to see it for me, but I'm not the reason to watch. But so Amy is going to go with me. I texted her last night. I was like, hey, you want to go? And she said yes, and there was no drama about clothes, which I thought was pretty cool.
What do you mean drama?
Well, usually, I didn't give you any time, to be fair.
Yeah.
See, okay, here we go. Go ahead.
Somebody else must have backed out or something.
Just go ahead. Get out of your system.
No, I mean, you just said there was no drama about clothes. No drama. Nothing. There's just like, oh, great. Now, I wasn't prepared to do anything. I didn't know.
We will be on the on-camera tables.
What? Oh, no.
So you only have 24 hours to punt.
Oh, man. I was thinking, okay, well, this is more Bobby's thing. I'm not going to really be seen, so I can just kind of like, okay, now we got to get spray tans. Like, this just went to a whole nother level.
It's at tables, yeah.
Oh.
There's a woman, she broke the pumpkin pie eating record. Just 2 weeks before Halloween, competitive eater Molly Schuler set the record. She ate 48 pieces of pumpkin pie in 10 minutes.
Wow.
What? Whoa. 48 pieces in 10 minutes?
The 48 pieces of pie weighed a staggering 17 pounds. She ate 17 pounds of pie.
Oh my!
What does
goodness.
She look like?
She's I don't know. Little. I don't know. I'd
yeah,
read
because I want to know. Like, is she a competitive eater? Like, that is just a machine, or is she just someone that likes pie?
What's her name, Bones?
Yeah, I give it to you because her last name is spelled hard. She set the record back in 2015 with 47 pieces, and she broke it with 48 pieces of pie. There's the page if you want to see what she looks like. I have no idea what she looks like. Okay. Eddie, it's behind your computer.
Wow. I love pumpkin pie, but
me too. Pumpkin pie to me is the quintessential Thanksgiving dish. Mm. More so than turkey. I'll eat turkey all year.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin pie is the pumpkin spice of foods.
Is the pumpkin spice? I don't get it.
It should only be around for that period
of time. Like in the fall?
Pumpkin spice is actually cool to be around all year, I think.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Did you find her?
No picture. Oh, here she is. She's normal size.
What's normal size?
She's not big. Like, you'd expect someone to eat 12 pounds or how many pounds
no,
of pie?
No, she ate 70 pounds of pie.
17 pounds of pie. She's little.
Minutes. Wow.
You want a second? Never going to get it real quick?
Yeah.
I have another one here real quick. All right. 35% of men say they never do this at home without asking their wife first.
Okay.
Well, that's easy.
All right. 30.
I don't know how you guys do this.
35% of men say they never do this at home without asking their wife first. Never going to get it. Amy, I'm going to let you spoil this one. Go ahead.
Eat something.
No.
Oh.
Now, if you want to be the first caller in, our number is 877-77-BOBBY. 35% of men say they...
Well, they should ask.
They never do this at home without asking their wife first. Go ahead and call, and we'll be back with the answer in a second.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The never gonna get it is, 35% of men say they never do this at home without asking their wife first. Joanne in Tampa, you were the first caller.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
What do you think this is?
I love your show. I know it's changed the channel.
Oh,
my husband's not at 35%.
So, change the channel. Ah, that's not it. I'm sorry.
That's not it?
It's not
it. Gosh. Well, love your show, Bobby.
Thank you. I still appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Amy, what is it?
Oh, man. Do the lunch?
Sorry?
No.
Lunchbox?
Well, I have laundry.
Yeah.
Eddie?
It's easy.
What do you have?
You got to ask your wife to leave the house before you leave the house.
Oh,
no, nothing?
Adjust the thermostat.
Okay, I see that.
Oh.
Yep. There's, that happens in my house.
There's your
he
answer.
He doesn't ever ask me.
He doesn't?
No.
He just does it?
He does it, and he does it way too high, and I have to go sneak behind him and lower it.
That just sounds like a never-ending battle that I would not want to be part of. Like, we'd have the discussion, this is what it needs to be at these times. I would give some...
At these times.
Yes.
Oh, you would win. You win the thermostat battle in here.
One.
It's freezing.
That's
so cold.
Because I'm the boss. Okay?
No, I thought it's because you sit under that
warm
board.
But two, the real reason is I have the oldest station equipment ever. I'm using the morning guy's equipment from 10 years ago. And the board generates heat. And probably radiation, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, great.
Like,
not good.
It's not good.
It doesn't emit radiation.
I think it does. It's that old. I think it's radiation. What's the stuff that was put into walls and everybody gets sick?
Asbestos. Oh, yeah.
I think asbestos is coming out of this board. And they just let me work on it. Like, this thing is so old. So, that's why I'm sitting basically behind a stove. And I'm sorry you guys are cold.
It's okay. But as long as you're warm and toasty.
Yeah, as long as you feel good, we're happy.
As a wise man once said, wear a coat. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are. We're wearing coats, blankets.
Yeah,
hoodies,
I'm layered up.
Yeah.
Gloves.
Good.
Wool socks.
Yeah. All right. Did you see my controversial tweet yesterday about this song?
Yeah, you said, if it's not a number one for a second week in a row, this industry's messed up.
Kinda, that's what I said.
I'm paraphrasing.
That song has to be number one again. It was so big this week, it can't get its legs swept out by the next song. I don't even know what the next song is. And it's not even that I'm a huge fan of that song, but it's such a monster song that if it's not number one again, then why do we even have number ones? This is not participation ribbon format. It is,
but it
shouldn't be. Yeah. So I hope that Kane Brown song is number one again. So that's what I said. Man, you talk about light a fire under people.
Well,
Everybody gets mad at Bobby all the time.
Why do you get mad?
I don't know.
It's just your opinion.
I don't know. It's my Twitter. Stop following me. Stop following me, Mr. Bobby Bones.
No.
Are you like what? Boo Bones?
Booby Bones for Halloween. Booby Bones, yeah. Lunchbox is upset about something. Now, I've put the poll up. Do you want to hear what he's upset about or not? Because some people just go, dude, stop complaining. So, it's on my Insta story.
I have to go vote.
You do have to go vote. On my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, I put an Insta story up, and it says, do you want to hear the Lunchbox controversy? Mm-hmm. If they say yes, we'll do that segment, Lunchbox. If they don't, we won't. I know you're upset.
Listen, I just would encourage people to vote yes because I think they're going to be on my side on this issue.
I know you're upset. Let them go.
I would like to air my grievances and I want other opinions.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. It's my Insta story, so you have to be on your phone. But you can click yes or no. Now time for Is It Fake News?
Is It Fake News?
Some people are calling for a high school coach's job after his team ran up the score and won 120-0 this past weekend. In Louisiana, the star quarterback threw for 10 touchdowns, and the coaches kept scoring points.
Wow. Is it fake news?
And they were calling for his job?
Because he scored 120 points. Amy, is it fake news?
That's fake news.
Yeah, you think it's fake news?
Yeah.
Eddie?
10 touchdowns. That's not too much. I say it's real.
But 120.
I say it's real.
It's real. 10 touchdowns would be 70 points. That means another 50 had to be scored by a running back or kickers.
Yeah.
I'm going to go fake news.
Ugh.
Amy and I go fake. Eddie goes real.
I go real.
What is it? Lunchbox?
Man, the powerhouse outside New Orleans is fake news.
Fake news. Oh.
That was fake news.
Fake news.
He got me.
Yeah, I felt like it was just the math. If it had been like 17 touchdowns, I'd have been like, okay, we're on to something here. So, okay, if you want Lunchbox's controversy, go vote.
I'm going to go vote.
I just voted.
I let you guys pick the segment because Lunchbox is upset, and sometimes people get upset at Lunchbox being upset. So I said, do you want to hear why he's upset?
Oof.
91% of people said yes. They
yes!
Said,
oh! Yes! Thank you! Woo! I was so nervous. I was nervous. I voted like 3 times.
You can't. So you're lying. Okay, so
there we go.
Go ahead. Now, you have your time to shine.
Okay. Yesterday there was an event for Garth Brooks. It was a private event. It was invite only. And Morgan, number one, our producer, the head producer, said, hey, you know, you guys want to come? And I was like, yes, I'd love to bring my wife. And she said, sorry, we are not allowed plus ones. They are not allowed to come. I said, fine, I'll come alone. So then I show up and I get in line to go inside and I look 2 people in front of me and there is Morgan number one with her boyfriend. Yikes. A plus one. Oh. After I was told plus ones are not allowed. And I was like, huh.
Okay.
Convenient how she got a plus one.
Wow. Even Amy kind of recoiled at that one.
No, because I was kind of like, I personally believe there's a level of...
There's a tier system.
There's a tier system. Yes. And although Morgan is executive producer of the show, which is a really high position, Lunchbox has been with the show for
she's not Lunchbox. That's right.
Yeah. If I walked up and that was me and I was told my husband couldn't come and she had her boyfriend.
Guys,
Hold on. Morgan has walked into the studio.
I want to hear Morgan's side, but part of me is
we're not
going to
be yelling over each other.
Yeah. No yelling.
Okay. I'm calm.
Oh, this is awkward.
But let me tell you, I took a picture of her so I could show that her boyfriend was there and I acted like I was showing us, oh, we're excited to go on the Bluebird. And she looks at the camera and it's like, yeah, got you and your boyfriend.
I knew what you were doing. And first off, I texted Bobby about this event over the weekend. I was invited by one person and then told, never mind, like, we might not be invited after all. So
wait,
things
changed. Wait, what do I have to do with this? I have nothing to do with this.
Basically, I found out, listen.
I didn't know anything about this.
I found out yesterday that basically only Bobby was invited.
Oh.
And Bobby couldn't go, so I responded back and I said, oh, okay, that's cool. He can't come, but Lunchbox, me and Morgan too would love to go. And they got our names on the list. Well, later yesterday afternoon, Morgan H. texted me that she could no longer
go. Morgan
2. Yes. And that is when I was like, oh my gosh, we have an hour before the show. I'm just going to see if Brian can go.
Which you should have reached out to Lunchbox and said, hey,
no,
your wife.
I reached out to Gator, our PD, 2 weeks ago asking him if I could get a plus one. So I feel like I'd been working on this for a while. I really wanted to surprise my boyfriend. I never did take him to any of our events.
You're completely in the wrong, Morgan.
And I'm the reason Lunchbox got to go. None of us were going to get to go.
There's no talk. Lunchbox, you have the talking
You're
seat.
Incorrect. You don't think I was in contact with Gator last week when we started recording liners about this whole thing? So don't act like you
everything. Guys, I'm going to shut the whole thing down if we don't call. I'll do the hold-ons. Hold on.
Talking sticks, please.
I'm doing the hold-on. Listen, I'm ruling. Morgan, number one, was absolutely in the wrong. If Lunchbox asked for his wife, even if they said you could bring your boyfriend, like, Lunchbox, how long have you been with the show?
14 years.
What
does that have anything to do with it? I don't understand. Gator didn't.
Okay.
Amy, go ahead.
Morgan, I adore you, but not understanding or comprehending what 14 years has to do with anything is showing a sign of, that's just not being very, you have to understand.
It was a last minute ad, and I thought they were definitely going to say no and give Morgan H's ticket to somebody else in the media.
Morgan number two.
And when he turned around and said, oh, we can actually do it, like I called my boyfriend within 5 minutes. He was on his way to the gym and he was like, oh my gosh, I would love to go.
Don't care about the gym or him loving to go. It should have been offered to Lunchbox's wife. Let's vote. Who thinks it should have been offered to Lunchbox's wife? Raise your hand. Eddie, Lunchbox, Amy, myself. Morgan number two, how do you feel about this?
It was your ticket.
That's the thing. Like, none of this would have happened if Morgan went.
But it did. Lunchbox, you were in the right.
Okay.
You should have been offered the ticket for your wife. Like, no doubt about it. Like, not even a question.
Well, I just don't understand that at all. I get he's been here longer. I understand that. But what does that have to do with an event that we're going to?
Amy, do you want to field this?
I'm not upset like Lunchbox by any means. I'm coming from a place of, like, just knowing and understanding. I get it. I don't want to make life about a
tier system.
No, it's not. I never pay my boyfriend anything, and I always opt out on plus ones.
Let me offer this perspective. What if Bobby had been told he couldn't take a plus one, and then you were going, and then you found out, would you have called your boyfriend and not let Bobby have that other plus
one? Ooh.
Would you have?
Nope.
I'm just asking, because Bobby sits at the top. I'm saying what I would do, even if it was me, and I don't know where I've been with the show for just after Lunchbox. So even if that happened to me, I would never give the ticket to my husband before checking with Bobby about a plus one.
I was just trying to do something nice for my boyfriend,
and I'll never bring him along
to anything ever again.
Oh, don't turn it into that. No, that's not the point. Lunchbox, case dismissed. You win this one. You had the right to be upset.
Thank you.
Yes. I just want you to see the reasoning. Like, we're not trying to be mean. It's just I don't want you to be upset. I really don't. I just want you to understand where we're coming from.
There we go. We've all done. Everybody cringed.
Dang.
Wow, that's a tough one.
I know, that's awkward.
And Instagram wanted to hear it, Lunchbox, so you won twice. Dang. This guy's... Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Thank you to the jury and thank you to Instagram for
I turned his
me.
Mic off because he wouldn't stop talking. There's this thing with Lunchbox. He doesn't know where to draw lines. Like, he doesn't know how to move on with things. We had a segment last hour where Lunchbox was told he couldn't bring his wife to the Garth Brooks secret show last night at the Bluebird Cafe, a very intimate thing. And he's like, no, you can't bring your wife. And then our producer, Morgan, brought her boyfriend. And so he was upset. We talked about it, and it was what it was, and it moved on. Well, then Lunchbox posts a tweet of the text message and then Morgan and her boyfriend. Then we find out that everybody else got to bring plus ones, too.
It gets worse.
You mean in the building?
Yeah, like the afternoon show guy brought his mom. Like, the whole thing just gets worse. Like, I'm going to say this, and I never say this, but okay. I'm going to say it because I really feel it in my heart.
Say what?
It's two words I've never said together.
Oh, no.
I know. And okay. I feel it in my heart, and I have to say it, and I'm going to say it. Ugh. Poor Lunchbox.
Yes, thank you.
You feel for him.
I
huh?
do.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, we have like promotion assistants that brought like their cousins, you know?
Lunchbox's wife is like sitting at home, like
watching Lunchbox's Periscope.
Oh, no.
That's why he Periscoped. We gave him such a hard time, but he Periscoped it for his wife.
He wanted to share it with her.
He's like,
share that moment.
He's like, I'm just trying to let my wife know because she wasn't invited.
So brutal. Oh,
wow. Her quote when I got home was, looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Dang, does she know yet? Did you tell her yet about Morgan taking the boyfriend?
Oh, I texted her when I was in line. I was like, well, I guess we're not allowed to bring plus one, but Morgan's boyfriend is standing next to her in line. And she goes, are you serious?
Oh, whoops. Oh.
I mean,
she was hurt. Oh.
All right, we're going to move off. I'm going to take one call. Jennifer in Lubbock. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think?
Morgan is wrong in so many levels.
Morgan, number one, why do you think so?
Because her not recognizing the seniority that Lunchbox has over her is, number one, wrong. And taking a boyfriend over a wife.
That's also a thing. I didn't think about that, too. Yeah.
I mean, how long has Lunchbox been married?
We got 2.5 years.
But you've been together years before that.
Yep.
Yeah, so years over, you know, that boyfriend might be gone tomorrow. I mean, really, that is also a seniority over a boyfriend and a wife.
Now they have to get married.
How many times do you get to see, like, Garth Brooks in a tiny room?
Lunchbox's wife?
Out?
Zero.
Oh.
If she needs her, I mean, if she needs a favor, the wife, Lunchbox's wife, no way is she going to think about Morgan. She's like, she put me to the doghouse.
Maybe. I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't think that was Morgan's intent. I think it all happened last minute, and I know Morgan feels bad about it.
Thank you, Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, we're going to be in Lubbock Friday night. Are you coming?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
You're gonna miss.
She's so sorry.
The Raging Idiots are coming. You're going to miss the biggest party in Lubbock.
Big deal.
Yes, sir. I know. I'm so sorry.
Why aren't you coming? I need to know more about this life. What's happening?
I have younger kids.
No, that'll get you every time. Get rid of them.
Yeah. You need some more.
All right. Well, maybe next time, Jennifer. Thank you. Hey, thanks for the call. As always, I appreciate you. Ragingidiots.com if you guys want to come in Lubbock or Tulsa this weekend. We'll move on from that. There are a lot of calls. I felt like I needed to address that, and Lunchbox keeps digging in. No more dig-ins.
No, there's no dig-in. I just wanted to put my evidence out there, sort of like Exhibit A.
Thank you very much. We're going to move on and play a song.
Okay. What?
I'll laugh about this for maybe 2 days.
Oh, me too.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I don't think they'll mind me sharing because they posted on Twitter. So there's a reporter here in Nashville, and he went to cover the shootings in Vegas. And he goes, and he's covering the story of... He's an adult, but he's a kid. He's like 21, 22 years old. His name's Artie. And Artie was shot in the stomach and was in the hospital for 8 days. And as he's in Nashville covering the story, Artie says, hey, you're from Nashville. Do you know Bobby Bones? And he's like, I don't, but I'm not hard to get a hold of. So I got a message yesterday, and I called Artie and talked to him for like half an hour last night.
Oh, wow.
And so Artie lives in Vegas, and he was at the show, and I was like, dude, what happened? And he said he was hanging out near the front, and he said it felt like a firecracker went off in his stomach.
Mm.
And he's like, I just kept running, and as I looked down, I was like, I've been hit. Mm. And there was blood everywhere. He said he got in an ambulance. He was in the hospital for 8 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And he just got out, and he was at home playing video games, and I talked to the whole family last night, and his spirits were super high, and he was like, I'm just so thankful. He's like, talk about a perspective changer.
Yeah. So, even just hearing that story is a perspective changer.
Shout out to Artie, who may be listening, may not be. I hope he's sleeping. But shout out to Artie, who's a big fan of the show. And to just everybody who that was just a chain that was like, hey, will you call this kid? And I was like, give me a cell phone number. So I called him last night, talked
That's
to him
awesome.
For a while. Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome. I mean, I'm telling you, he was so positive
and
was like, I'm just happy to be alive and I'm grateful for. You'll see. He tweeted me, and I retweeted it last night.
Oh, okay. I'll go check it out.
Or I don't think I would have talked about it.
No, I'm glad you did. That's a good story. I mean, we need stories like that because it helps. Like, sometimes when yesterday I felt like I had just the worst day, but it was all in my, like, when you talk about perspective, like, what? Yeah. My day was nothing compared to that at all. And he can choose happiness and joy? Please, I can too. Maybe.
Good point.
Show.
Alan Jackson turns 59 today.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Had a chance to spend a little time with Alan Jackson.
big dude.
Is he cool?
Really nice. Quiet. But really nice. I don't feel always to me. I don't know to anybody else. He's always been kind to me. Five facts about Alan Jackson that maybe you didn't know.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Alan Jackson. Fact number one, he wore a cowboy hat at first to cover a scar. He said he got a scar on his head, so he wore a cowboy hat to hide it and then kept wearing it. Fact number one. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much it meant. Fact number two, he met his wife Denise at a Dairy Queen. Her maiden name is also Jackson.
What?
They've been married for almost 40 years. That's fact number two. He has one IMDb acting credit. He played, quote, country singer in an episode of Matlock in 1992.
Cool. Matlock's so good.
The weird thing is, I would challenge this because I know for sure, as a Home Improvement fan, that they went on Home Improvement and played, and you can look this up because I didn't. They did Mercury Blues. Gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. They played it on Tool Time.
They sure did. I have it up right
there. If there's anything that I know, it's 90s to 2000s television.
On Tool Time.
Yeah.
You know everything.
How did you know that?
He knows everything.
Alan Jackson has a net worth of $85 million.
Not bad.
What?
He sold over 80 million albums worldwide. And he will be inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame this Sunday. So congratulations, Alan Jackson.
Well, it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city.
I have a boxing coach that I train, but I went to a class. These boxing classes are pretty amazing. And it's like me and 32 other females and like two other dudes. They're basically female dominant classes.
Okay.
And the boxing classes aren't like beat people up. It's just good cardio.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like there are these two dudes and they don't work. The whole class, they're not working hard. Like they're just in like the last 5 minutes, they go like balls to the wall. And like, and then at the end, they're like, "Man, that was a tough workout." I'm like, "No, it wasn't. You didn't do anything for 55 minutes."
Why? What do you think their reasoning behind that is? Because you would think they would look tough the entire class. Because the girls would be like, "Oh wow."
I think the reasoning is probably they were tired the whole workout, and then at 5 minutes, they were like, "We only got 5 minutes left. Let's work hard."
Oh.
But I even tweeted. I was like, "I see you guys over there faking it for 55 minutes." Then taking all the glory because they were going at it. Like they were like, "All right, last 5 minutes." They're like, duh, 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 duh. And at the end, they were like, "Woo! That's what I'm talking about." They're giving each other high fives. Like, what's wrong with you guys? So, there's a guy who shot his daughter's boyfriend in the groin because they got into an argument.
What?
Oh, you didn't see that?
Oh,
yeah. Police in Pennsylvania are searching for a man accused of shooting his daughter's boyfriend right in the old pigeonhole. It all started after an argument at a motel where his daughter and boyfriend were staying.
There you go.
Police say when they arrived. The dad arrived. They argued, and they shot him in the groin, right in the upper leg groin. He now faces a lot of charges. The victim's at the hospital.
Oh, no, man. His life.
It just depends what he hit.
I'm thinking of the dad here, though. This is like...
Like, he must have been really mad to go... To try to shoot his...
Yeah.
To try to shoot...
His daughter's...
His daughter's boyfriend's... Pecker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
and I'm sure a lot of dads want to do that, but you just can't.
They probably break up after that.
You can't do that.
Or they get married.
Like, yeah.
That either makes them closer or farther. I know, right? Bobby Bones. Okay, Amy, you be the judge of who does this the best, okay?
Okay.
It's the Taylor Swift off. Yeah. You know that Eddie and I do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have an argument of who does it the best. Eddie, ready? Go ahead.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Just that part.
That's it.
That's it.
We don't care about any more.
Yeah, who
song.
Cares what she says?
Okay. Bobby, yours is too high.
You're you can't more like, hold my tongue.
No, no.
I'm just diaphragm it.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Ready?
Ooh.
Amy, who would you give it to?
Come on, Amy.
No.
Yeah! Come on. Yeah, Bobby, you need more like... grit with it.
Here we go, dude.
You're getting better. The first one you did was like Michael Jackson.
Whatever. Oh, wow. I still like mine. I still think mine's pretty good, even if you don't. People told me my whole career that I wasn't worth crap.
She called your Michael Jackson like.
That's okay. Michael Jackson.
He says,
That's a, hey, tomorrow morning, by the way, you have to be listening because depending where you are, it's like 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. I don't know, Pacific. All these times, those mess me up. Lunchbox has 25 attempts to make a half-court shot. And if he doesn't, we get to dress him however we want, and we put him out at a busy intersection. He has to stand there for 30 minutes. If he does, he wins straight cash. That's tomorrow morning. He has 25 attempts at half court. Some listener said I gave him way too many attempts, and he thinks he'll nail it.
I mean, I practice this. This is what I do. I just make half-court shots. Because I always think about if I'm going to get called at a basketball game and they put me out there, I got to shine.
Okay. You think about that and you practice that?
Yes, that's what I think about.
The top 10 non-essential items that we can live without. So we can't live without. So these are things that we're like, oh, I can never live without that. But we really could. Number one's the internet. But really, you can't really live without that, can you?
But we've lived without it before.
Yeah, but now everything is structurally part of the internet.
We would have to go get an encyclopedia.
Mm. Your phone, your pets, a washer and dryer, a nice big air mattress.
Yeah.
A microwave makes the list. Amy does not have a microwave. I predict that when she gets the kids, when her kids finally get to move in, she'll have four microwaves.
I agree with you.
They'll have TVs, microwaves, they'll have all in the room.
Yeah, we have TVs, but no microwave.
Do your kids get a TV in their room?
No. No.
Why?
Well, because they're little kids. He's 7, she's 10. No, I never had a TV in my room growing up.
Eddie, do your kids, you get two kids, they get TVs in their rooms?
Nope.
Really?
No, we've talked about it, but now we've decided not to.
You guys are terrible parents.
Nah.
According to this, sports can break your heart. If your team loses a big game, it's the same feeling as when your heart's broken.
Mm. Wow.
They found that sports fans watching a big game deal with the same heart rate key points and brain chemical releases as heartbreak.
Wow.
Ugh. Listen, I'm never more sad than whenever Arkansas loses a huge game that I'm totally pumped for. Like, it takes me a bit. I mean, it takes me sometimes a good 2 days.
2 days?
And I know it's a sport, but I'm passionate about it.
2 days?
Sometimes, yeah, and sometimes I still don't want to talk about it. 1998, don't even get me started.
98.
Don't get me started on the turnover. I was watching it. Clint Sterner put the ball on the ground, fumbled it. We lost to Tennessee. We were undefeated. And then Tennessee won this national championship that year with T. Martin.
Wow. I just don't understand that.
Oh, I was miserable. I was sick for a week.
Sick?
I was sick.
It's terrible. Amy, it's just a terrible, terrible feeling.
Oh, y'all are being so dramatic.
You're right. Yeah. We are being dramatic, but that's okay because I just told you science said it was okay.
I can't think of anything besides actual heartache of like, that means the loss of, if you have heartbreak, the loss of something close to you in your life. Uh-huh. Other than like it being like a human or animal, like a game.
Yeah.
I don't get that at all.
Science says that.
Okay.
You take a shot.
Okay. Let me hear her.
You're not putting any heart into it. Go ahead.
Ooh.
You're not putting any heart into it.
You guys have no effort. Like,
that was effort, Bobby.
Yeah.
You're just.
There you go. Yeah.
Y'all are making it more. Than it is.
No, that song
has become the jam to me. It wasn't at first, and then she has a new one out too that I don't really like as much. But that Look What You Made Me Do.
This one is just becoming your jam.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club, bro.
I know. I'll be listening to like Z100 flipping around on iHeartRadio. And so that comes on. Like here, I like that one when it comes on. I won't change it. That strip that down song from Liam Payne.
Oh, yeah.
I turn it up and then I pull my car over and I record me singing it every time on Insta Story.
You know, I love it when the music stops, but come and strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, that is a good pop song.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't really listen to that on my own, though. Like, I don't go, let me play something here on my playlist and play that.
Oh.
I do like it when it comes on the radio. I've been listening to Jillian Jacqueline a lot. Her album is so sad. It's like the A side.
Come on and hate me. Tell me you regret you ever met me.
It's a sad record. It's really good. And
it's right up your alley.
Yeah, it's right up my alley. And she's going out with Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots. The cool thing is we get to find these new artists that are great. And I was like, man, she's so good. She came in here.
Mm-hmm.
It was our first ever radio appearance.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
So I would encourage people. And this song is like, I think it's like after a breakup. And she's like, just hate me. So it's easier on me instead of.
Oh, so she was the dumper?
I don't know what it is, but I would prefer that you hate me instead of like still have feelings for me. So it'd be easier. That's what I take from it.
Yeah.
Come on and hate me. Make me believe that you never
Maybe it's for her.
Oh, yeah, maybe
that's
it's
her.
For her. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, now that I'm listening.
Don't need those coffee mugs from Portland. Don't need that sweater from your drawer. Don't need you to chase me down the stairs and out the door. No, don't need to hear I'm
the whole side. I tweeted out. I texted. It's all the same to me.
I just
get on my phone and write stuff. I don't even know where it ends up sometimes.
Bobby thinks sometimes because he tweeted it, he texted it to
us. Yeah.
He's like, I told you that.
But it's that's a tweet, dude.
Yeah, my bad.
Come on and hate me.
That's good. It's good, huh?
It's awesome.
She's good.
Tell me you regret you ever met me.
What are you listening to right now?
I seek this one out, and it comes on the radio, but so on iHeartRadio, if you type in John Party, the first song that comes up is Heartache on the Dance Floor.
Every time? I don't know if that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it's at the top of his list. He's got like four songs.
Like on All Access.
I guess
or
so.
Are you talking about? Okay.
I just go to the search. I type in John Party.
Uh-huh.
Heartache on the Dance Floor is at the top. Hit play. And then it'll go into some other country song.
Hit play and then enjoy the ride.
But listen, then it'll go into some other like John Party related, like a George Strait song.
So it's not All Access. Okay, got it.
What you do is stop that. Go back, hit Heartache on the Dance Floor again, and then you can listen to it as many times as you want.
Oh, wow.
Wow, and think about that.
There good you point.
Go. Okay, I'm just letting
it's
you know.
It's called repeat.
No, I don't know that I could make it repeat on iHeart, so that's my method.
Well, thank you for sharing. We kid because we care.
Yeah.
You know? Heartache on the dance floor.
Talk about Mike D for a second, our phone screener, who's about to not be our phone screener, but he's getting a promotion. But over the weekend, Mike D and I went to watch Adam Carolla do some comedy.
Yeah.
It wasn't really stand up, but he did some comedy. And so we go to the show, and for Mike D, it was a big deal because Mike D has lost 120 pounds. And it started with him going to meet Adam Carolla and seeing the picture and being like, whoa, I need to make some changes. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I did not like the way I looked in the picture.
And it was an important picture to you because you love Adam Carolla.
One of my favorites, yeah.
So he's like, I got to change. So he starts walking and eating a little different. He starts jogging and eating a lot different. And what were you weighing then?
280.
And now you weigh?
160.
So he's lost 120 pounds.
So great.
And it was the first time that he's been able to see Adam Carolla since then. And he wanted to take an updated picture. And so he did. And we'll put it up at bobbybones.com. How good did it feel to see the two pictures beside each other?
It felt really good. Like, I don't even recognize myself anymore in that old picture. It's crazy.
120 pounds.
Yeah.
Did you say anything to him? Or did you just be cool and take the picture?
I just took the picture.
That's the right move.
Yeah.
Because there were like 100 people in line. And
it goes quick.
Yeah. And it was for you. You know, I think it was the right move. But did you say anything to him at all?
I just said hi and like, it was good.
Big fan?
Yeah.
That's cool. And you feel good?
Yeah,
you
really
should
good.
Feel good. You should feel really good. That's awesome, huh?
I love it.
You saw the picture?
Yeah, so good.
Did you really see the picture?
The picture of him and Adam Carolla when he was bigger?
No, the new one.
Oh, no, I haven't seen the new one. Oh. I thought you meant if I seen the bigger one.
It's pretty impressive. You wouldn't even know that's Mike D on the top one where he's bigger because he looks like a totally different person. And his hair is done in the bottom one like he's more confident. You can see
oh,
it.
Oh, for sure.
Because
he's
in
got
the
more
top
confidence.
One, the hair is just kind of there like, oh, okay, I don't care. Bottom one, boom.
Mike,
awesome.
How's it going with the girls, Mike D?
Not so great.
Still not so great?
I mean, I've been on a few dates. Nothing really.
We ran into the girl that works here that you tried to date and she said no to you.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy and I never met her, have we?
No.
And do you know how she introduced herself? I'm the one that Mike D likes.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Dang.
Yeah. So we walked in and Amy and I.
I think Bobby said something like, are you new here? Or I don't know.
I never met her.
She goes, oh, okay. She goes, I'm the one that Mike D likes.
And I was like, oh, wow, that's how you introduce yourself.
I kind of like that.
Oh, you do kind of like that. Okay. Yeah. So then there you go. I don't know what that means. What's that mean to you?
That it's still in her mind.
Okay, the seed's been planted.
Yeah,
I would feel like, dang, that's her thing. That's what she tells people.
I guess I thought that way too, but I kind of like Mike's perspective.
I always like Mike's perspective. He has the right perspective. Mine's always wrong. I'm always like, the glass. There's no half empty. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really cool, man. That's cool. You can go now.
All right.
I'm gonna go check it out.
I know. It's just cool. No, I mean Mike can go. He's just standing there like he didn't know what to do.
Oh, I'm going to go check out his pick. Good.
Mike's not going to be the phone screener very much longer. We're interviewing people. We have some really, really, really good candidates. to be the new phone screener who like wanted to do like radio forever. And we have some really good people to pick from. And so I think I may have.
Whoa!
You see the picture?
Whoa, I didn't know he had posted the after one yet.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I got a problem with someone.
Yeah, bring
or
it.
People, I don't know. Have you seen the new diet avocados?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty ridiculous. So ridiculous, I did not click the link.
Okay, well, it's called a light avocado, and I keep reading about it everywhere. So I don't know why people are trying to make a reduced-fat avocado, and now they're selling it in stores. And people need to understand the avocado is good fat, fat that your body needs. You shouldn't be scared of fat. You should be scared of sugar.
I agree, you should be scared of sugar. I would also like to say this about fat. I've got this little pooch on the bottom of my stomach that I can never get rid of.
Okay.
I've tried everything. I've tried the whole eating right thing. I've tried the exercising thing. I just can't get rid of that.
You got a little pooch of fat?
So what is
I do. I don't know how to. My whole life, I can't shake it.
Do you think it's scar tissue from your scar?
Oh,
a
good
bit.
One.
Just on my belly. I don't have a belly button or a full one because I have a scar that runs from my sternum down to like the bottom of my belt line because I have my spleen taken out. But no, it's not it. And I started taking these Metamucil pills because I would go to the bathroom like once a week.
That's not good.
That's bad.
No one told me it was bad, right?
I'm surprised you didn't just tell yourself like this is not good. Yeah.
He was enjoying the week off.
For example,
Bobby learns that like people actually use the bathroom.
Bobby probably thinks it's a waste of time to sit in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's not efficient to sit in the bathroom
there
for a long
go.
Time.
See?
Time is money.
I was going to the bathroom once a week.
Okay.
Not to get too much into my own business, but I was like, oh, so I started taking these Metamucil pills, and still then it's okay. I take like 4 in the morning and 4 at night. I believe that's how many you're supposed to take. Like, I'm taking 8 pills a day, and still, I'm doing it all. You're not going to find somebody that eats better than me or works as hard as me working out. Still, I got this little pooch I can't get rid of. Do I go with surgery?
So what's your plan? No. Bobby, it's fine. Your body's fine.
Eddie, check his pooch out.
I'm good, man.
I would feel fine.
You have body dysmorphia.
I would feel fine if I wasn't doing the work. I wouldn't care about it. But I'm doing the work.
Oh.
So I'm going to have a diet avocado and call it a day.
No, you're not. No more diet avocados. No, we don't need to reduce the fat in avocado.
All right. What else you got?
Okay. So vodka, this particular brand, every time you drink it, you can now help fight hunger here in the U.S.,
I now understand what you were talking about during the commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Eddie and I were having a conversation, and Amy yells out, "Do I have a vodka deal?"
Has a show.
And I was like, why is Amy wondering if she has a vodka deal?
Well, I didn't want to promote this simple vodka, even though I think it's cool what they're doing, in case we had like some other vodka deal, and they're like, whoa.
Now it makes sense.
Okay, so, but what's cool is every drink equals a meal, so if you buy an entire bottle.
Oh, wow.
They got you right there.
If you buy an entire bottle, that's 20 meals that goes towards various hunger relief organizations here in the U.S.
Man, it's okay. I'm just feeding. I'm feeding the hungry.
Give me another one.
Yeah. I'm a screwdriver. Bang. Maybe the problem is feeding the hungry.
Oh, boy.
Well, you can just have one drink.
No. I'm going to feed more people.
You said buy the whole bottle.
I want to feed more people.
You can drink
I've never even
the
been
bottle
drunk.
Over a course of a day.
That's my impression of being drunk.
Not bad.
Never been drunk. How'd it do?
It's not
pretty
bad.
Good.
Pretty good.
You remind me of Lunchbox.
Oh, man, he gets sloppy.
He's the worst drunk.
Amy, what else?
Guess what's coming back?
What would I like to see come back?
It's something we all like had as a kid. You can hold in your hand, and it's got buttons.
Okay, I like Nintendo. This is a good thing. Okay, it's got buttons you can hold in your hand.
You could take it with you.
A Tamagotchi.
A what?
What is that?
A what? A pet rock.
Game Boy.
Hey!
Yes. Nintendo has filed a bunch of stuff that is leading people to believe that the Game Boy is coming back and it's going to be preloaded with 20 to 30 games.
I watched a video of like a 4-year-old being given a Game Boy after they're already trained at phones and touching the screens, and they have no idea what to do with it.
Oh my gosh, touch the screen.
Yeah, because they're moving the finger and they're funny. Like, it won't work. What's those things called? Tamagotchis?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Those little thing. They're like,
you have to keep it alive.
Yeah, it's like a keychain thing. Yeah.
We know. That's my boy.
It's
we know.
It's to keep it alive?
I don't
know. Yeah. A chia pet?
No.
No.
Go ahead. What else you got?
Okay, Yahoo has a report claiming that the Russian troll factories were required to watch House of Cards to learn about American politics, to comment on social media and different sections of websites to try to, like, drum up conversation and get inside info and this and that. House of Cards was their training.
I believe that.
I know. It's
pretty, probably more accurate than anything else.
So they were like, watch House of Cards and then hit the internet, be a troll.
Yeah.
House of Cards. I still haven't even finished the latest season that's out.
It's, again,
it's kind of lost its whole
craziness. They're probably like, crap. Yeah, nobody's watching that.
They're like, we were being so outlandish.
Just put it on the news, you know? You can watch it 10 minutes at a time. All right, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Allergies are drying me out, man. I mean, I don't have a sore throat, but if I just give it a minute, my throat gets sore again. Anybody have bad allergies?
Yes.
What do you guys do?
Oh, I don't have any.
Really?
Not at the moment.
Oh. I was trying to work out yesterday. I worked out yesterday. I did the dog photo shoot.
Which is so cute.
You see it?
Did you pick out your outfit or somebody else?
I did.
Oh, it's so cute.
Thank you. And they came over and put makeup on me because the people paid for it.
Uh-huh.
They were like, hey, they called it glam. I hate that word. But they were like, we'll do glam. And I was like, okay. So they did my hair and did makeup. And you'll see on my Insta story, I look so good in makeup. Like, I'm just a normal looking dude. Like, below average without it. I put it on. And I haven't commented on how good I looked in makeup on my Instagram.
What is it? The skin tone? What is
it? All of it, dude. It like you contours and like the shadows.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I would definitely get with me when I was looking at that.
If we had
what
makeup on.
What a weird thought to
I
have.
I know. Listen.
I would get with myself.
I am not. Listen, I'll say it. I don't think I'm that good looking a guy without makeup. But with makeup, look out, ladies. So it's on my Insta story.
Okay, I'll have to go check
listen,
that part out.
I'm not the most confident person physically, but on that part.
But with makeup? You put makeup on, he's a whole new man.
Dang. I was feeling good. So, did that. What'd you do yesterday?
I hit a car at Target.
You hit a car?
With my cart.
Okay.
Does that count?
Tell me more.
So, I'm in the parking lot, and my cart rolls away from me, but I'm loading stuff into the back, and it rolls right into the car that's parked behind me, and I'm like, ooh, like you're like,
but
ooh.
Nobody was in the car.
Yeah, but the girl was standing right outside her car, which made it even that much more awkward. Because then you're like, I mean, obviously, if it had done damage, you leave a note or whatever. But they're right there making it just so much awkward. And then she immediately was inspecting, and luckily it was all good.
Was she mad at you?
No, she was cool.
How do you have all this stuff happen? Because you hit another car outside of Brothers Osborne's
house. And that had damage, and I left a note.
But they never even called you.
I know.
Somehow, you keep
Isn't
doing
that weird?
This stuff.
It's weird they didn't call me. Something's up with that.
Yeah, but you hit stuff all the time.
No, this was a cart. It rolled. I didn't like hit it, but it rolled. She was just standing there, and that makes it worse, but it was fine. We probably could be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awkward. The Bobby Bones Show. We got a pretty loaded back half of the week here. Shania Twain to come back by the show this week. Kip Moore will come by. Darius Rucker, because he's got a new record coming out Friday. So all those are happening later on in the week. We're ending today's show, but I think that's it. What are you doing today?
I guess I'm looking for something to wear to the CMT.
Artist of the Year.
Yep.
That's right. Amy's going with me, and I gave her no time to get ready. But would you rather not been invited or been invited with super fast delivery time?
Oh, I'd rather be invited with super fast. What'd you say? Delivery time?
Yeah.
Delivery time.
Yeah, you're like Amazon.
Yeah.
You're like, boom.
I just have to Amazon Prime something from my closet.
There you go. Lunch, what are you doing today?
It's called Take Care Tuesday.
And what are you taking care of?
Myself. So I'll probably take a nap and watch some TV and kind of chill out.
Self-care, yeah.
Maybe like take a nap Tuesday?
Yeah, I could be taking a nap Tuesday. I didn't think about that one.
Yeah. Cool. I have to get some clothes picked out for tonight. For the awards. I got to wear a suit. A new suit.
Yeah, but you're going to be on stage.
So far.
So I'm sitting at a table, so I really only need to look good from...
Yeah, top up. You can wear shorts.
Yeah.
Wear some Hawaiian shorts.
Sweatpants.
But top up, you're all good. So I'm going to do that. I got to go back to the head shrinker today. I've been going to the head shrinker.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've been talking to... You know what the head shrinker is?
The psychologist? The therapist.
Yeah. Oh,
I knew you were doing that.
Yeah, the head shrinker.
Huh.
So this is your casual way of telling us?
Yeah, you haven't told us.
You just said I have to go back, and I don't think we ever knew.
You knew. I told you.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't.
Amy forgot.
I shrunk it up. Hey, I knew you were wanting to go.
No, I told you last night.
Oh, think you told somebody else.
No.
I hate when that happens, Bones.
Who else were you talking to when you were talking to me?
If I go to text message and I said it to you and poured my heart out.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you're going to be hurt.
Did not tell me. You started using emojis on me, and I know what that means.
What's that mean?
I don't want to talk about my feelings. Here's an emoji.
Yeah.
And then you said something about...
Oh, maybe I didn't say it. I don't know. I can't see right now.
I don't
have my glasses on.
I can't see right now.
Yeah.
This guy's good.
I have to look. Must have
been some other co-host.
I have to look. Yeah, I got a new one in the pipe. all right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. I'm going to go box today, too. I'm going to go from head shrinker to boxing. So it's going to be like, in that order. So today will be a pretty fun day. Thanks for hanging. I'll see you on Wednesday.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.